Jill Steadman is here now with the business news.
Thanks, Keen. The Irish economy is expected to continue expanding at a robust pace in the coming years. That's according to a new economic outlook report from AIB. We're joined now in studio by David McNamara, chief economist at AIB. You're very welcome.
Good morning.
The report states that growth will be more moderate than the pace of recent years. What level of growth are you predicting?
So we're looking out over the next 3 years, out to the end of 2026, and we're expecting GDP growth to average about 2.5%. Now, that's pretty robust rates of growth. On a modified domestic demand basis, when you strip out some of the multinational factors from GDP, a similar pace of growth, around 2 to 2.5%. So quite good growth, but compared to where we were over the last few years, bouncing back from the pandemic, that growth is now moderating as we hit capacity constraints as the economy reaches the mature phase in the cycle.
Okay, figures from the CSO yesterday showed that Irish inflation increased for the first time this year to 1.9%. Should we be worried about that? And where are you expecting inflation to land?
Yeah, so we have our forecast for inflation over the next 2 years. We have inflation averaging 2.2% this year. That's on the HICP measure, which is the measure that the ECB watches very carefully, and that falling to 2% in 2025 and 2026. There will be bumps in the road. So I think yesterday's data is interesting. I think we'll see that across the European Union. Those energy price declines are starting to level off now, and there'll probably be bumps in the road ahead. But the drivers of inflation over the past few years have largely dissipated.
You predict employment will reach a record 2.8 million people by 2026. What's driving that growth?
We're seeing growth across the board. Employment has grown by nearly 350,000 people over the last 4 years. So phenomenal growth across the labour market, across sectors, across regions of the Irish economy. We'll see continued growth, but as I said, the economy is growing at a more moderate pace. We'll see an extra 100,000 people in work in Ireland, bringing us to 2.8 million people by 2026. And so we'll see that broadly based across sectors, but the services sectors are the key drivers of the economy here. So they will continue to be the creators of jobs in the Irish economy.
And there's more women entering the workforce.
Yeah, very interesting finding in our report is that post-COVID, female participation has really bounced back strongly in the workforce. That could be down to a number of factors. Women are largely focused on caring in many cases, predominantly in the Irish economy. So if you look at the flexible work patterns, remote working that have been have come through post the COVID-19 pandemic, that's probably allowed more women to come back into the workplace and more men as well to come back into the workplace. But we estimated nearly 100,000 additional women in the workforce because of those flexible work patterns that have come through.
The ECB is set to cut interest rates next week. What impact will rate cuts have on the economy in the coming years?
So we expect rate cuts will, the ECB will probably do its first rate cut, a quarter of a percent, this next week. It will be probably a gradual cut in ECB rates. The report also looks at where interest rates are expected to land over the next 3 years, and it's unlikely we'll get back to the zero rates that we saw post-COVID-19. We're likely to fall back towards 2 to 3%. So a gradual cut from here, and that's good news for the real economy. That will feed through to economic growth over a longer period of time.
Okay, David McNamara, chief economist at AIB, thanks for joining us in studio.